Merry Christmas. Today is the feast of the Holy Family, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. We call them the Holy Family, but that does not mean that they did not have problems. The word family comes from a Latin root word, famulus, which means servant. The family is the basic unit of society and the church. We could say the family is a domestic church. It is in the family that we first learn to love, communicate, forgive, pray, learn our values, encounter God and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Why the feast of the Holy Family, not the feast of the perfect family? Because in my own reflection, there is no perfect family in this world. The Holy Family is not called perfect family. It is called the Holy Family. Holy doesn't mean perfect. Even the Holy Family experienced big storms in their lives, especially in our gospel reading today. The concrete example of this, from the annunciation of the angel Gabriel to Mary to be the mother of God until the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Family experienced crisis, challenges, and prostrations. What kept the Holy Family together? Three important points for my reflection. First, close to God. It begins with faithful relationship with God through prayers and devotions. Prayer is a communion and a communication with God. If God is not the center of family life, the family is not close to God. What makes a family close to God? It is the real presence of God. What makes a family not close to God? It is the absence of God. Look at the Holy Family, the family of Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, very close to God. Second point, close to one another. I believe that the greatest threat facing families now is simply that we don't spend enough time together. No more time. Because of the gadgets, because of the computers, because of the cell phones. Loving, forgiving, honor, reverence and respect for all members of the family means closeness to one another. A healthy relationship within the family members means unity, not diversity. And the last point, close to the people of God. Love for each other and God. Jesus' love for Mary and Mary's love for Jesus and the love of both of them for God the Father. A family must be connected to a life of prayer. This includes participation in the sacramental life of the church. The family that prays together stays together. To be a holy family, first must be close to God. Second, close to one another. Third, close to the people of God. Some families are close to God, but they are not close to one another. Some families are close to God and to one another, but they are not close to the people of God. And it could happen that some families are close to the people of God and to one another, but they are not close to God. The family is part of God's plan for us. God wants our families to be holy, not to be perfect. And my question for reflection today, how's your family?